Coach, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
All right, a tough loss tonight. Coach Hubbard, her final words were, this game was a lot closer than the score indicated. What are your feelings about that response or that comment?
Yeah, you know, I thought that that we really had trouble early in the game getting on track, and then we kind of played from a deficit there on out the rest of the game. But we had plenty of opportunities. We just didn't take advantage. I thought that there were plenty of deflections and 50-50 balls that we didn't get. There were plenty of rebounds that we didn't get. Shots didn't fall, and again, that's the opposite of what happened against DeSoto. You know, they went in that game. They didn't go in tonight, but those 50-50 balls and those rebounds can mean extra possessions. And, you know, for as hard as I thought we played on defense, we needed those extra possessions to get our offense going, because that's just where we struggled tonight.
Obviously, the focus of tonight were your seniors, Sky Batchelor, Carly Sanders, Ashley Wick, Lily Shankey, and Desiree Thomas. You got Wick out on the floor for about 20 seconds with, I'm sure, the anticipation of pulling her and the other four seniors that you did off the floor. Why do you want to give them that moment, that one last round of applause?
You know, I just think that that's something special. You know, as a player, I appreciated that. I just think that it's, you know, they've invested a lot of time and effort and everything into this. So I feel like the least I could do is get them a round of applause. They certainly deserve it. I appreciate, you know, I know that took a little bit of a time to do that, but I appreciate the officials and, mm-hmm. and Grandview letting us do that. Because, like I said, I think that's a neat thing for them to experience. They deserve it. And just that opportunity to have it be about them for a second is really cool.
A few hugs from you, Coach Chris Miller, the other players on the team, a very nice moment. And as you said, glad the officials kind of let that, it was a little bit slow, but, you know, it's their senior night, and the officials understand that. They've been around this area for a long time now. Yeah. So, yeah, good on them to let you do that. Tonight, 10 points from Sanders, 12 from Kelsey Boyd, 6 in the first half, and 6 in the second half. Let's talk about next week. You get Sekman on the road, and then you start your district play.
Yeah, so we got another tough game Thursday at Sekman. Obviously, playing on the road's tough. We've been doing that a lot this year. Sekman's a really good team, so and going to be, I think, very similar to Grandview in their style. So, in some regards, it's, you know, nice to see that and give the girls a understanding of where they need to be. And again, I thought that we competed, and you know, for the most part tonight, just kind of got away from us there at the end. So. Play Thursday and then have districts more than likely on Saturday, so that's a quick turnaround. So we focus on that game Thursday, try to finish strong, and then use Friday to prep for Saturday.
Final question for you. What do you need to see on Thursday to feel comfortable going into district play?
I just want to see us get back in a little bit of a rhythm. I thought tonight that we were just inconsistent, so I'd like to see us, especially offensively. I mean, again, on defense tonight, Carly just played just a tremendous defensive game. I don't even know how many steals she had, but
she had quite a few.
Plenty of steals and plenty of just deflections also. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. you know, and all the girls really, but, you know, that effort on defense, we need to couple that with a better offensive night.
Coach, best of luck next week.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage.
Thanks for your time.
Absolutely.